It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2-1 pitch is lined up the middle. Bogaerts is there, and Xander makes the catch as that one kind of knuckled to his left. A 1-2-3 third inning for Michael King. Couple of more strikeouts.
And with that, the 2024 spring training season is over. And with that, we can begin our show. My goodness, that ninth inning lasted a long, long time. Baseball at its finest.
Yes.
There in the ninth inning. Welcome into Gwynn and Chris, everybody. 414. 414 is a weird time to start the show, but that's when we begin on this Tuesday, just a couple of days ahead of opening day for the Padres. Also, just a couple of days ahead of the Aztecs' date in the Sweet 16 with UConn. We will talk about both things. Chris Ello and Mr. Scraby here in the Odyssey Palace Studios, and Tony Gwynn Jr., no doubt, overjoyed by what he just saw out at Petco Park, especially that top of the ninth inning, Tony. Great baseball to bring spring training to a close. How are you?
I am well. I am very well. It's over. And
it's over.
None of this stuff mattered. It was not fun to watch, but it doesn't count for anything. So let's move on to Thursday where everything counts again.
Everything will count beginning on Thursday. Yu Darvish will face Logan Webb. The Giants are being secretive about the rest of their starting rotation for that series. Unless you've heard something I have not, Tony. But I don't know if Blake Snell's going to pitch in the series. He said he would like to. I find it a little hard to believe that he'd be ready this soon, but
he won't be pitching in the series. He's pitching in Scottsdale on Friday, so that would make him unavailable.
Unavailable for Blake.
The weekend series.
Okay, so we'll probably get the likes of Kyle Harrison and maybe Jordan Hicks.
Jordan Hicks struck out 10 yesterday. So
10. Yeah, well, he throws hard. He throws hard, Scraby.
He's dialed back on his velocity so he can go longer in the game.
How does somebody go about doing that, I wonder?
I don't know. Tony, do you know?
Dialing back on their velocity?
Yeah. I mean, you throw like 100. How do you tone it down to 98? Like, what do you do?
Probably the same way all pitchers did through the 90s and 2000s and 80s. You know, it's just kind of, you're not redlining. You're kind of back off a little bit, enough to allow you to have some more stamina.
An easy 98 from Jordan Hicks.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it doesn't really look all that different coming out of his hand.
I was going to say, it's probably coming in rather quickly. Thursday will be opening day, and the Padres will head into opening day with the strange record of 1-1. That doesn't happen often, but of course those games in Korea last week did count. As far as the wrap-up of spring training, Padres finished 9-11, falling 5 games shy of the Cactus League title, which was won by who else? The Dodgers. They went 14-6 to take home Cactus League honors. Grapefruit League champs?
No, Cactus.
I'm asking, do you know who the Grapefruit League champs were?
probably the Mets.
No, it was the Orioles. They were like, they had a massive record in the Grapefruit League. I think they were 20.
The
Orioles.
The Orioles. Oh, I thought you said the Royals. I was like, that's not possible.
No, not the Royals. The Orioles, I don't know what it is. The Orioles played 29 spring training games. The Padres only played 20. But I guess that's because they
went to Korea. Yeah.
Yeah. Orioles finished 23-6. If that means anything, then they're going to have another fine season in Baltimore. But just behind them was the Tigers at 20-9, and I don't think people are expecting much from Detroit. So we'll have a little baseball season preview on the show tomorrow. At least that's what I think we should do. Scrabe,
what's that?
Your thought? We haven't had our preseason baseball predictions yet with the Korea trip and everything else that happened.
It's been weighing on me.
We may have to try to get some of our picks in tomorrow when we'll have a full four-hour show. It'll probably be the last full four-hour show we will have for quite some time because then baseball starts.
Until the next off day.
Until the next off day, yeah. Fair point.
Thanks, Chris.
Tony, I didn't get a chance yesterday to congratulate you and the family on all of the improvements and changes at Gallagher Square, including the new stuff concerning your dad. I thought about it last night because your dad reached new heights of fame last night without you even being aware of it.
Really?
He was the answer to a question on Jeopardy.
I had three people tell
me
this.
Was he really?
Yes, he was. You had three people tell
you
that?
I did, and I look for this clue, but they don't put Jeopardy's up after the fact.
Yeah, I was sitting there. I watch Jeopardy almost every night. I love it. And there came a picture of Pops, and I think the clue was something like this this Hall of Famer came out of San Diego State in 1980. Well, even San Diego State got a mention in the question, and was drafted by his hometown Padres. Also was drafted by the then NBA Clippers. We all know the answer, and the
there can only be one.
There can only be one answer to that one, and the contestants were on it. They got it, but yeah, I feel that's a new level of fame if you're an answer on Jeopardy.
I think Twitter has spoiled a lot of these sports questions, especially on Jeopardy, because it's easy access. Like, that's a stat that you would have had to, like, do some serious research for.
Yeah, back in the day.
You could just hashtag Tony Gwynn on X, and that'll come up somewhere.
Yeah, but these are all dorks. They don't know anything about...
Even dorks are on X.
Who are you referring to as the dorks? The Jeopardy contestants?
I wish people could have seen Chris's head snap around as fast as possible.
Are you considering Jeopardy contestants as dorks?
That's what he's saying, Chris. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, here we go. They're kind of dorky, Chris.
They're absolutely not dorky. They are some of the most amazingly smart people on the planet. I don't agree with you in any way, shape, or form, Scrape.
It's like this. Chris, what do you do for fun?
Well, I collect fake helmets, and I put them on the schedule for the NFL. Each week, they face each other.
That's pretty dorky, Chris. Isn't that what you would say?
That's what I would do.
I hear you have a great helmet collection.
Well, yes, I do. Thank you so much for asking me about it.
All right, first of all, stop trying to imitate my voice, because that's an embarrassment that... the gift that keeps on giving, Scraby. All right, anyway, back to where I started here. Congratulations on all the things that happened at Gallagher Square. Tell me a little bit about your mom was down there. Everybody enjoyed the experience, I'm assuming?
Yeah. We were blown away by the end result of Gallagher Square. I know we got renderings a while back. Right after the season ended, we came back down here and met with Eric Grubner and Tom Seidler. And, you know, a lot of times you see renderings, and obviously on a big piece of paper, you can make it look really good. But it's not often that it comes out looking exactly the way the plans have it. And that's exactly what happened. It's a beautiful job done by, you know, the Padres. This was Eric Grubner's brain. This is his baby right here. He was put a lot of work into it, and then there were so many people involved that I didn't know about. I mean, the city of San Diego had to come through, and there's a bunch of people that, you know, got high praise yesterday and needed to have it, because without all of the people included in it, this project doesn't happen, and it certainly doesn't happen on time. When I got a picture of them moving my dad's statue to where it is now.
Yeah.
And it was just
that couldn't have been too easy to do.
No, it couldn't have been. It wasn't too easy, and it was just dirt. Everywhere you see all this nice stuff, it was just dirt. And that was like the day before, 2 days before I left for spring training. So the amount of work that has happened from the middle of February to now is quite amazing.
Well, congratulations to the Gwynn family. And it is something that all fans will be able to enjoy now as they go out to Gallagher Square before, during, and after Padres baseball games. Padres projected record this year, Tony, according to ESPN, 81-81. I don't know exactly who projects that. The Padres are right now ranked as the 13th best team in baseball coming into the start of this season. Some lists have them at 14, but that's where they seem to kind of fall. If you add all of that up, that would lead them just shy of a playoff spot, right? Because 12 teams go to the playoffs, six in each league. So 13 or 14 is not going to get it done. They're going to have to be a little bit better than that. But I saw one thing today that I noticed in the game against the Mariners, a game that's meaningless. But again, they were 4 out of 11 hitting with runners in scoring position. And I know you and I have talked about this. This is something they have focused on trying to improve, the situational stuff. And for the most part, it's shown up so far. I mean, look, the last Dodger game, they had 10 hits with runners in scoring position in one game in Korea. I don't believe that happened all of last season. So it does give you a feeling that maybe things are heading in the right direction as the season gets ready to start.
Even if you felt like, you know, it's spring training and, you know, you can't count on any of that.
Yeah.
The first two games, I think, would say differently. Now, runners in scoring position and getting hits is a specific statistic. But in terms of just situational baseball, it's been good really all spring and through the first two games of the regular season. And so you should be encouraged, at least. Doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way and that the Padres are just going to be the best team in baseball at that. But I think it gives you a little bit of comfort knowing that you saw it a lot. It was clearly talked about in spring training before the game started, and you've seen the results of that through spring and through the first couple of games. But, again, there's 160 games left that they're going to have to prove it to everybody that that is a part of their team DNA moving forward.
Well, as they head into the game on Thursday, the Padres officially have a .444 batting average with runners in scoring position.
Wow.
12-29. So now that I said that, I got to double check.
Don't be the bearer of misinformation.
Well, I might have been. So I'm gonna before somebody calculates
while you're looking it up, I have someone on the chat. Kat said
414. My bad.
414.
Yeah.
Well, that's not as impressive. I take
no.
That
it's clapping. Really not very good at all.
They said they just got back from the exhibition game, and the new Gallagher Square is absolutely beautiful. And the Tony tribute was beyond words, like a piece of my childhood.
Very good.
So I gotta go check this out.
Well,
yeah, I mean, if, you know.
What are you waiting for, Scrabe?
Thursday. That's what I'm waiting for.
I thought you just, you kind of, I'm so angry at you right now. You might be smart to leave at this moment.
Why are you angry?
Well, because you're making fun of my voice, and I don't like
it. Oh, well, I have helmets back home.
And you're continuing to do that.
There's like a video tribute. I was reading a little bit about it earlier, but is that right, Tony? There's a video tribute?
Where?
At Gallagher Square near your dad's statue?
It's I don't think there's a video tribute. So when you walk through the little tunnel with, you know, some of there's two big speakers, and there are each of some of his highlighted moments. There's some context put to it by a voice, and you know, I think Jerry's on 3,000 hits. You get my dad's voice at some point talking about a specific thing. I it was hard for me to hear when I was down there because there was a bunch of music going on stage. So, but there's different moments you'll get a chance to hear his voice and get to kind of live through some of those memories that on some of his best accomplishments. And so it's a really beautiful tribute. And it's as I said yesterday during the get-together, that you know, my mom and I and my family try to do the best job we can to keep his legacy going. But it's a big project like this that helps to have that last for, you know, generations beyond now.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn will forever be linked to the greatness of Padre baseball, and his greatness will live on. And that is great that people continue to make efforts on that behalf. All right, we've got now, Courtney, here's a prediction. This is not a very good transition there.
Yeah, I thought something happened, like you cut out, like, and
yeah,
I lost.
Yeah, no, just a really bad transition from one subject to the next.
He's worried about his helmet collection.
The one bold prediction made by ESPN about the Padres, and it kind of links to today. They're predicting that Michael King will be the Padres' best starter. They're saying that King will jump from 104 to 165 innings this year. He'll finish with a 2.98 ERA, which is incredible that they could predict it right down to the very percentage. And they're saying he will record a top 10 lowest OPS against among NL starters. Do you think Michael King can be that guy this year, Tony?
Yeah. Michael King may very well be kind of like what Joe Musgrove was his first year here, where a lot of people kind of see it coming or had seen it coming, and then it kind of came to fruition when he put the Padre uniform on. I could see that kind of year for Michael King. The thing I think that, aside from his talent that he clearly has, and we've seen it in, you know, saw it today, saw it in the piggyback start against the Dodgers in game two, he's had some good teammates, veteran teammates that I know just from talking to him that he's picked the brain of. I mean, obviously, he's here now with Darvish and Musgrove. He had Corey Kluber as a Yankee who he enjoyed a lot, learned a lot from. And then what's the really good guy in Nick Yankees? I don't know why I'm forgetting his name right now.
Cole. Yeah.
I mean, when you're surrounded by that type of talent, guys like Michael King who, like, ask a lot of questions, are curious about how things work for those guys. Those guys tend to make leaps faster than others. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to his year. He's after the cease deal, he slots into the fourth spot. I think that's a great spot for him in the rotation. And I expect him to have a big year.
I think the Padres have a better number four starter than most teams in baseball, frankly. So that's what that trade of Juan Soto has helped do, and the acquisition of Dylan Cease has helped the Padres do. All right, we are
at the bottom of the hour, so we are going to take a little break. I'm going to go home and check my helmet collection, and then we'll come back with a big five.
Okay. Scraby here. Welcome back to the show.
That wasn't good.
That was actually pretty good.
It's raining out there really heavy right now.
Being cool here on the Intercom Empire.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting out there.
Just fished my dog out of the muck and mire of the water out there. Lucky is so silly.
You know what?
She always just loves to get wet.
Slander.
Slandering your dog.
Yes.
Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 4:36 is the time. I guess people love Scraby's impressions of me. They're writing in on the chat how much fun they're having with that. So
they're also really having fun with your impression of me.
I'm so doing my best.
Basically, yes.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is out at Petco Park where the Padres lost their spring training finale today. 7-6 to the Mariners. Padres finished the spring 9-11. Of course, they're already 1-1 in the regular season. Game 3, which is the home opener, coming up on Thursday afternoon right here on 97.3. The Fan, Yu Darvish will face Logan Webb. And we have all the festivities of opening day for you here on 97.3 The Fan with Ben and Woods broadcasting live on Thursday morning down at Rick's Baja Cantina, 6th and L Street in the Gas Lamp. Annie and Elston will be out and about. Maybe you haven't had a chance to meet them. Say hello. They'll be broadcasting from 10 to noon prior to the regular season opener on Thursday. And then after the game, that's where we step in. Because Thursday is going to be not just Padre baseball. But we've got Aztec basketball. That's about a 4:30 start, a little after 4:30.
4:39.
Yes, exactly, 4:39. And that'll probably be, you know, right when the Padre game's getting over. And we will be on during that and also after that. Scraby and I are going to stay later till about 8 o'clock on Thursday night, hopefully discussing not only a Padre win on opening day, but an Aztec win if they can get it over UConn. And we should also mention to those of you that might still be driving home from the ballpark, if you're going out to the opening day on Thursday, Giants-Padres, make a day of it. Mm. Stay around after the game. They're going to show the Aztec game on the big screen at Petco Park and have kind of a viewing party there.
That's awesome.
So you can just stay there at Petco with a lot of the other San Diego fans and watch the Aztec game right there at Petco Park. You hopefully, won't have to worry about missing any of it driving home.
Hopefully that guy from New York's not going to make fun of Aztec Padre fans again like last year. Then we had to have Damon Amendolara on the show so he could apologize for his producer. Remember that, Chris?
I kind of do. I remember the guy coming on to apologize, but I don't remember what the hubbub was about.
Well, he said San Diego fans are fake fans because they were cheering. They weren't. They were at the game instead of being somewhere watching the Aztec game.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So they were fake Aztec fans because they were at a Padre game instead. Well, correct. They're going to do both on Thursday. So we can do both without too much difficulty. Let's check. Are we checking traffic today?
Yes, we are.
Let's do that. And then we got a big five for you. I hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
Number five.
This, I should have done this first. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County, the UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a shred event from March 27th through March 30th. 50% off shredding services. Visit the UPSstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. All right, now we're on to number five. And former Padres DH Luke Voit has seen everything go really bad for him ever since he got traded to the Nationals in that Juan Soto, Josh Bell deal a few seasons ago. This year he was with the Mets and he has now been released. Voit is going to become a free agent before the season starts, but he hasn't had a great spring. He's 4-for-34 with a home run, 3 walks, and 14 strikeouts during spring. And he signed as a minor leaguer who was unable to win a major league job. I am not going to ask you if Luke Voit should be a Padre. Tony, what happened to Luke Voit?
Baseball happened to Luke Voit. Mm. Injuries happened to Luke Voit. I mean, this is not a new story in this league. You could be really good for a few years and then, you know, lose the magic. And I'm sure the knee injury didn't help his cause. I mean, he was seemingly on the right path, seemingly hasn't been right since then. I'm sure the knee is fully healthy, I would assume. But bad habits can happen in that time. And so, you know, it's hard to really pinpoint exactly what it is. You just know that prior to that knee surgery, he was having himself, it looked like he was about to really start to bubble and take off, and just hasn't gone that way for him since that knee injury. And you hope he can figure out something to get back going in the right direction. But, you know, right now he's kind of going through it a little bit.
Yeah, he's relatively young, too, 33 years old. Chris, what happened to Luke Voit?
First thing that happened to him is he wound up on my fantasy baseball roster. And things seem to go south from there.
Oh, poor guy.
As a lot of guys, unfortunately, know. It is hard to imagine. I mean, injuries, confidence. Confidence is such a huge thing. And, I mean, 2020, the guy leads the National League or the American League in home runs with the Yankees. He's got a 948 OPS. Now, that was a shortened season because of COVID, but hit 22 home runs the next season. And it's hard to believe. This guy hit no home runs last year, only got 74 plate appearances with Milwaukee. Can't catch on with the Mets. He was a top 10 MVP ballot guy just 4 years ago. It's a bit of a cautionary tale, too, because I know players probably don't think this way, but enjoy your time in the limelight. Mm. It's not, and tomorrow's never guaranteed to you.
That's true.
And Luke Voit, you know, he was rocking it there for a couple of years. I think the Padres should sign him, even though you didn't ask.
I didn't ask that.
I know.
Number four.
Colorado Rockies fans, okay, stay with me because this is a conspiracy.
Oh, boy.
Conspiracy. I'm sorry. I mispronounced my own word. Colorado Rockies fans may be forced to pay for the streaming app to watch their favorite team or risk not being able to watch them at all. According to the Denver Post, there are still no ways to watch Rockies baseball on traditional cable television, although the team indicates there are negotiations in place. The Denver Post, Patrick Saunders, said the team is negotiating with local cable companies to get games to sports fans. However, Saunders reports that while the team said these deals would be worked out before the regular season, nothing has materialized, and here is a little dig. To be fair, the Rockies' regular season starts Thursday, meaning there are still 3 days to make something happen. That's from the Denver Post article. If the Rockies can't get a deal done, the only option for fans will be to subscribe to Rockies.tv, the team's direct-to-consumer streaming service. It costs $19.99 per month, $99.99 for the season, and will not be subject to blackouts, meaning fans can watch every game with the service. So similar here in San Diego. Chris, do you think the Rockies are trying to fail at getting a TV deal so people have to pay them?
I don't know. They're already getting money for free from the people that pile into their ballpark to see them play.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, other than paying Chris Bryant, are they spending any money at all? I think they just signed their shortstop to a 7-year contract extension as well, Ezekiel Tovar. I mean, the thing that's interesting to me is every time I read a season preview of the Rockies, it pretty much says the same thing. And that is, this is a franchise that is not trying to win, and there's no reason for it to win because the fans show up anyway. So, yeah, why should they get a local TV deal when the fans will probably pay the $19 to watch it on streaming?
Mm.
The Rockies just pocket money. That's why I think...
Well, that is what businesses do.
Yeah, but... Okay.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. As a sports franchise, you have to build a team.
To me, they're the most unsuccessful business out there. The only team more unsuccessful than them is the A's. So, I mean, you know, are you in it to make money or are you in it to try and compete?
Yeah.
I think we know the answer with the Rockies.
Tony, do you think the Rockies are trying to fail at getting a TV deal so people have to pay them?
No, I just think it's hard to sell you-know-what. for a high price.
Yeah, it's not a very good product. Somebody's
chicken
gonna have to
believe.
Yeah, somebody's gonna have to
there
buy.
There you go. You could fill in the blank there. Yes, where I
yes.
said that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd imagine those negotiations aren't going the way of the Rockets. And so, yeah, I bet you it's taking a long time. You're gonna have to swallow the fact that you're not gonna get the type of dollar you think that you think you should get for this team, and rightfully so. In terms of, you know, the Rocky fans, God bless their heart, they show up regardless. But that's to the stadium. I don't know if anybody's at home tuning it in. Like,
yeah,
it's one
right.
thing.
It's a good point.
It's one thing to go to the game and be able to enjoy, like, the ambiance of it. You know, go to a ballpark, grab a hot dog, have a beer. It's a whole other thing to sit in front of your television screen and watch the Rockies play. And no offense, but they have not been a fun team to watch in quite some time.
Yes, that's a really good point. You know how the Rockies are going to figure out how many fans they actually have? If no one buys their subscription to watch their games, then they'll figure that one out.
I don't think they will.
I clicked the wrong one. Sorry about
that's
that.
Odd.
Yeah, that I haven't used that in like 5 years.
Number three.
The NFL announced a lot today, and one of the announcements was the scheduling of two Wednesday games on Christmas Day in 2024. So with health and safety in mind, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said... That was me, by the way. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said Wednesday games, quote, will not be a regular thing, and that the league has not seen an elevation of injuries from playing these midweek games.
Of course.
Very convenient. Tony, completely different direction. Is the NFL trying to steal the NBA's day?
Well, why is Wednesday their day?
Christmas Day.
Oh. Oh. Okay,
yes, Christmas Day.
Maybe. I don't know. They can't, at least to this point, they can't put as many games on TV. So, I mean, NBA is pretty much all day. The morning, couple games in the afternoon, couple games in the evening. So, yeah, they might be trying to hone in a little bit on the NBA, but... I honestly think there's probably different fan bases or crowds that they are attracting a little bit. But, you know, NFL's king for a reason. So they can kind of do what they want to do. If they really feel like they want to impose on the NBA, nothing's going to stop them.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, it's quite growing. The NFL's growing. So maybe they have come to the conclusion that there's enough out there for everybody.
That could be true. That could definitely be true. Chris, do you think the NFL is trying to steal the NBA's day of Christmas?
I think they've already stolen it.
The last couple of years?
Yeah, I know the Lakers, Tony watched, but I haven't watched an NBA game for the last 2 years now. I've been focused nothing but NFL, and I think most people will be. Their fantasy football playoffs are underway at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Those games mean everything. The NBA, still games don't really mean a whole lot on Christmas. So I think the NFL already has. But I think the larger issue here is playing on a Wednesday. That is that's the only day that the NFL hasn't hit yet. I mean,
they did. Remember a few years ago?
Oh, that's right. During COVID, yeah, they were kind of forced to. But,
and everybody watched it.
Well, of course they did, because we had absolutely
nothing else to do.
Yeah, we had nothing to do.
True.
But I think it's ridiculous to be playing on a Wednesday and ask these guys to come back 3 days after playing. That's like playing a Monday night game and then getting scheduled on the Thursday night game. There's no way the league would do that. So yeah. Now you're going to tell me that these guys are going to have to play on a Sunday and then a Wednesday?
What if they went Thursday to Wednesday?
Are you going to schedule all four teams who play on Christmas Day to play the previous Thursday? What about the teams they're playing?
These are all questions that Roger Goodell did not answer, Chris.
Of course he didn't answer. They don't care about the health of these guys. They just pay lip service to it. That's all they do.
They don't. But you know what? In the same regards, the players got to start caring. Remember when they ratified the collective bargaining agreement, how many guys didn't actually vote?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, if y'all really care about playing on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays or whatever it is you're playing on, you're going to have to all show up when it comes down to making these deals and say, you know what, enough is enough. We don't want to play on that day. If that means we got to not, you know, get something else because of that, then fine. If that's what maybe that's not that big of a deal to the large majority. Maybe it's just us, but at some point, you know, when you get to ready to have to come to the table, everybody's got to show up and lend their voice.
Yeah, that's very true. And I do remember, not all the players voted, so you can't really have an opinion if you don't vote.
number two.
Chicago Bears coach Matt Eberflus's biggest takeaway after watching Caleb Williams throw at USC's pro day centered on a major aspect of what makes him probably the number one pick in the draft, and he said his arm talent is great, but what left perhaps the biggest impression on the Bears coach was how Caleb Williams engaged with teammates at a dinner that the Bears hosted for the quarterback and his receivers and during the on-field workouts. So he goes on to say that he interviewed a lot of his former teammates. He interviewed a lot of people that have glowing reviews of Caleb Williams. Chris, with the draft basically us knowing who is going to be selected number one, do you think it's better or worse for the draft that we know who is going number one? Because now the question is, who goes number two?
Well, you're asking me if I care about the draft.
Which is, well, you should, because we're doing a first-round draft show that night.
Oh, I'll be here, and I'll be talking, but I still won't care about the draft. So, you know, I don't know if it matters one way or the other. It probably brings a little bit more star power to it that Caleb Williams is the, you know, projected number one pick, and everybody knows who he is. I just keep going back to this whole Jim Harbaugh thing and J.J. McCarthy. I don't get it. J.J. McCarthy threw 22 touchdowns in 15 games. Caleb Williams threw like 90 in about the same amount of time. And Jim Harbaugh is trying to tell everybody that J.J. McCarthy's a better he's just not a better prospect. I don't know what's going to happen. I have a feeling J.J. McCarthy's going to be kind of a bust, but you can't tell me he's a better prospect. As far as the Bears are concerned, I've already told you, I think they made a mistake by giving up on Justin Fields. And, you know, we'll see how it goes with Caleb Williams. So, but the draft is just, this is all part of it. You know, the fact that we know and there's so much talk about it, that's what builds this thing up to a big deal. And then the event happens and there you go.
There you go.
On board.
Tony, do we think it's better or worse for the draft? We know who's going number one.
I don't think it matters. People are going to tune in one way or another.
The ones who like it are going to watch it, right?
Right. That's all they care about ultimately. You know what's funny is, although I think the Bears made a mistake, the crazy part about this is it won't show up on the field. Because Caleb Williams is going to have a vastly better team.
Oh, yeah.
To offense, I should say, to play with than Fields did at any point that he was in Chicago.
That's very
true. He's going to walk in on day one and have Moore on one side. He'll have Keenan Allen on another side.
Yeah,
they signed a whole bunch of cats, dude. I'm sure I'm missing one. They got
DeAndre
a running back.
Swift.
Which is just, it's crazy to me that they make this guy look like he can't play with one weapon, literally. And then they go out in the offseason, get a boatload of weapons, and then decide to trade him. And it's going to look like, Fields couldn't play. That's not going to be the case.
I would feel some type of way if I'm Justin Fields, but he'll probably use that as motivation, I would think.
Number one.
All right, Jordan Spieth was on Up and Adams this morning, and he's a Cowboys fan because he's from Dallas, and so he said this quote, "Being a Cowboys fan is tough, but we stick together, and maybe someday it'll be worth it." Tony, San Diego cannot be the answer for this, but what fan base has it the worst? Because it's not Cowboys fans.
Ooh. What fan base has it the worst? I mean, I know they don't, may not be there much longer, but Oakland.
That's a great answer.
it can't be far from them, whoever this answer actually is. Man, they have had it pretty rough. I'm sure there's another one I'm just not thinking of right now, but I'll go with Oakland for now.
Yeah, A's are pretty good. Chris?
I think Oakland's a great answer. Cleveland and Buffalo can contend for it. Buffalo, just because of what happened to the Bills many years ago. Cleveland, because what has happened to them, other than one moment from LeBron James over the last 60 years.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we have some Brian Dutcher audio from today. So stick around. That'll be next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.